I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jay! I just thought of a good question for Ask Amy Anything. Are you ready?
Let me hear it.
I don't know if this is a thing for every wedding, but I know I've been to a few weddings where there is music played when the bride and groom are first introduced as man and wife and they exit the chapel or whatever facility they're in down the center aisle, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes people have music played. Have you ever been to a wedding where it's a unique piece of music?
Yeah, one of my best friends played Lord of the Rings, like Fellowship of the Ring music
as we were leaving the chapel.
Yeah, it was pretty tremendous.
Actually, the DJ, so our DJ who's doing our wedding, he said he's done full-on Harry Potter weddings where everything is music and Harry Potter themed. He's also done Star Wars and Lord of the Rings themed weddings.
Like,
I mean, I
theme.
Love Star Wars, but there's no way I would do my entire wedding after Star Wars. Though, there is a Star Wars element to our wedding, which, see, all kinds of questions there for Ask Amy Anything. Or you know what? When I do get back. Now, here's the thing, though, Jay. When I return on Christmas night, you will not be working that entire week. So I'm doing 3 shows post-Christmas without you. What if I tell the wedding story? How do I wait until after the first of the year to tell the wedding story?
You have to let me know if you're going to tell it.
Jay, you're not going to be here. You're going to be on vacation for that entire week. So how do I wait and not tell the peeps anything about the wedding? I feel like that's unfair to people who are tuning into the show specifically to hear about the wedding. And yet I can't because you're not going to be here. What am I going to do?
I feel like I'm equally invested in this.
You are. Yes. Yeah. Equally. I'm not sure about equally, but you are definitely invested. But seriously, how long am I supposed to make our audience wait to hear the wedding story if you could always listen to the podcast? No, I'm teasing.
I
know you like to participate in said discussions.
I agree. It wouldn't be fair to keep the people waiting.
Yeah, seriously, they'd have to wait for a full week because you're not here. I'll be back as well on New Year's Eve to kick off 2024, but you're not working that night either. That's a Sunday night. It's actually the second to last weekend of the NFL season. So you're missing 2 NFL weekends as well.
Yeah.
I'm missing 2 and you're missing 2.
Who would have thought that?
Seriously. Whatever. I can't help it if it was so much cheaper to get married on a Sunday in Texas.
I think you could tell the stories. I mean, it's only fair. I wouldn't want to keep the people waiting for an extra week, 2 weeks plus to tell the stories because they're going to be fresh.
It'll be a week, but after I get back on the air, I'll have 4 shows without you.
You need to save, like, a really good one. For when I'm back.
Just
though.
One story? You don't care about the rest?
I care about all of them, and I'm going to tune in, probably live. But
You can call up. You can call up and be on the phone, and you can participate that way.
That could work. I just need at least one really, really
one story
good
that
story.
I haven't told anybody else?
Yes, for when I'm back.
All right.
Saved.
Well, since I've just been working on the music for the wedding in the last couple of days. Now, this is kind of funny. In our latest YouTube video, Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle, combined with the holidays, I said I have a very unique song that I will be using to walk down the aisle. I've known this song, and I'm not exaggerating, for 15 years I've known this song, long before I had any idea that Bob existed. I knew the song. And it's funny because a bunch of family members, some who can't go to the wedding, reached out to me and said, I promise I won't tell anyone. Can you tell me what the song is? So they've been watching the video as well, which is really funny. Yeah, so that's a secret. I can't tell you that one. But I've been working on some of the other music elements because they have to be tuned in, or turned in, I should say. And so that's what I've been working on. We actually put our entire DJ list of songs for the reception. Remember I told you we're allowing family members and a couple mm-hmm. of close friends to submit songs? So it's really funny because after Bob arrived in New Jersey a few hours ago, we spent some time filling out the rest of the reception list for the DJ. Oh, he had not heard, are you ready for this? He had not heard Now That We Found Love by Heavy D. So I'm playing it on my phone. I'm like dancing all around in the living room. I'm bebopping. He's looking at me like I'm an alien thinking, I'm sure, why am I marrying this woman?
There'll be other songs.
I love that song. That is one of my favorite songs to dance and jump around to. I even said to him, do you think I can dance in my wedding dress and heels or jump around in my wedding dress? Now, he's not seen the dress, so he doesn't know, but... I'm sure it's a little dangerous to be jumping around in a wedding dress and heels, so I got to be careful.
A little.
A little careful. But I definitely am going to work it because, you know, everyone has to tell the bride how much, how great she is at dancing at her wedding.
That's your floor.
Yeah. It's my
floor. That's your dance floor. If you want it, that's yours. Step aside.
It's really weird, though, because people keep making such a big deal of, when you get to the back of the chapel, it's all about you or it's your big day. And I'm just not comfortable. I get that the bride is the center of attention when she walks down the aisle. I get that. But I'm just not comfortable with being it all about me. I start to break out in hives when it's all about me. There's another person standing up there.
Yeah, he's there. But
Jay,
the eyes are on you, I would say.
Well...
in a good way, though. No one's there to, everyone's there like admiring you.
Okay, but like some of my friends keep saying the whole day, it's all about you, it's your day. And I don't think it's about two families coming together. I don't know that it's just about me.
It is. It's about everyone there having a great time.
Thank you.
And celebrating a joyous occasion.
Thank you. Yes.
But it's also about you.
Okay, stop it. That's not helping. That makes me nervous.
No.
I told you, what if I trip and fall on my way down the aisle?
That won't happen.
Here's the thing. If I do that, I'm never telling anyone. It's going to be limited to the people who are there.
That's one way to play it.
So don't expect that story. All right, we're 90 minutes away from Ask Amy Anything, the last edition of 2023. If you missed any of the versions of Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle, they're all on our YouTube channel. You can find us either there or on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Also, our Twitter is... It's popping. Is that a thing? It's popping right now.
Yeah.
It's popping.
Popping off.
Okay, I'm never going to be saying that. I'm never in my life going to say popping off. But it's popping and hopping and bebopping like I'm going to be doing at the wedding. Because Jay just told me it's my floor.
It is.
Of all the things that I most want to be mine at the wedding, cupcakes.
Those are yours, too. Yeah. Anything's yours. Just say the word. Hey, this is mine.
Stop,
this is mine. That's
it.
Mine.
That's
I want
rude.
That.
No, I'm not a bridezilla. I refuse to do that.
I'm not necessarily a bridezilla. Okay. Just, I don't want that.
All right. Just remember all of this when you get married and you want to be the center of attention. Nope.
No, that won't happen.
It's not about you. Well, see, then you know how I feel. I don't need to be the center of attention. One of my friends said, don't try to talk to everyone. You'll wear yourself out. But people have showed up from all over the place. I can't not talk to them.
Yeah, you got to at least say hello, right?
Thank you. That's what I was saying. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. As we say, 90 minutes to go until Ask Amy Anything. Coming up, more of the Dodgers reacting to what we know about Shohei Ohtani. And in addition to that, Juan Soto explains... why he's in New York and talks contract just a little. But we're also taking your phone calls, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Kevin, who's in Detroit.
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
First, congratulations.
A couple things for Bob.
Tell him do not leave his shoes in the doorway.
Why?
Because... women, I've been married for a long time. My wife that pisses her off leaves her in the shoes in the doorway when you come home and you got stuff. Second thing, put like this. Ask him, he needs to ask you how you want to be loved, not how he wants to love
you. Are we talking about love languages?
Sort of, kind of, yes.
Okay, cool. You know. Well, so here's the thing. Bob knows two things. Sarcasm is my love language, and food is my love language. So So we're good on those.
So he's good on those. Okay, and finally, I live in Detroit, and it took these whatever team. I know we have a hockey team, we got a baseball team, and we have a basketball team. We've never had a football team in 60 plus years. For this, so these fools are so excited that they were 8-2 in 60 years since 1960 or something like that. Did Jim Jones come back alive and just start giving all these crazy people Kool-Aid around here? for them to be this excited. So, Amy, this is my thing. If you're married for 30 years, you're going to be married.
Yes, I am.
And Bob cheats on you for 29 years, and then the 30th year he says, hey, Amy, I'm not cheating on you this year. What is he going to be to you?
Okay, we would not be married that long if he cheated on me for 29 years.
So like this, because that would make you foolish, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, among other things, yes.
Yeah. So I'm saying that about the Lions fan. How can you absolutely be excited about 9-3 after 60 plus years of having a whole state of Michigan?
Well, okay, let me tell you this, Kevin. Here, I can answer that question because I am not young. I am old, and I have waited a long time to get married. A long time. When you have to wait for something, when you have waited and you've believed and you've been disappointed and it's not happened and you've fallen short, you've come up short, and you have your hopes dashed time and again, you know what happens? When it comes around, you relish it. You do not take it for granted, and you're over the top thrilled. So I understand why, after all this time, Lions fans would be over the top excited, because this does feel like something different. It feels as though they finally found a team that is worthy of their affections.
Oh, so after losing to the Bears, after losing on Thanksgiving, so I'm thinking like it's...
Well, you know the Niners had a 3-game losing skid this season, right?
Wait a minute. When you go to the Niners, don't they got Super Bowl trophies, NFC trophies?
Okay, that doesn't mean... has nothing to do with this year, though.
See, but listen, Bob wouldn't be able to tell you that he wouldn't be able to say, hey, Amy,
all right. 30, I do not like this analogy at all. It's a wonder you've stayed married as long as you have, Kevin. All right. Don't use that analogy with your wife, please.
No, I don't. Not with her.
Oh,
no.
Just with me. Okay, great. Thank you. All right, Kevin, I appreciate the congrats. Be nice to the Lions fans. They're having fun. Don't rain on their parade.
All right. Enjoy your wedding.
Thank you. Let's talk to John, who's in Maine. Yeah, New England, represent. Welcome to After Hours.
Thank you, Amy, and congratulations. I'm looking forward to hearing your stories after the wedding.
Thank you.
And I also want to encourage our Detroit man to remember that Doak Walker used to be playing ball for the Detroit Lions, and he was a great quarterback, as was Otto Graham for the Cleveland Browns in yesteryear. I'm old enough to remember that, unfortunately. Also, I was brought up in Newport, New Hampshire,
nice.
Which is 30 miles south of Lebanon and 40 miles west of Concord, two mm-hmm. places you're familiar with.
Yes.
And I've been waiting. I played baseball and football in both of those towns, against both of those towns. And I'm looking forward to you doing some ski jumping report, as well as some slalom and downhill reports in your sports reports and as you continue growing.
Oh, so when I get really good at my job, then I can do skiing?
Nope. Oh, just do it. See if you can do what the ABC announcers did. Remember the
thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Yes.
I did that ski jumping trick all myself. And at my 60th high school reunion, a classmate remembered me when I did that in practice.
Oh, that's funny. I hope you didn't injure yourself the way that guy did.
No, because you just put your feet down. I have one foot in the air and the other foot on a ski, and you just have snow under you. And you just slide like you learn to do to protect yourself. God bless you, Amy, and thanks for all you're doing.
All right. Thank you, John. So good to hear from you. I appreciate the kind words. Just as a side note, I think I heard him correctly, Jay. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think he said Doak Walker was a quarterback. He actually was. The Doak Walker Award is named after him. It's an award for running backs. So I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think I might. Maybe I heard him incorrectly, but I feel like I just want to correct that just in case. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's do one more. Fred is listening in California. Fred, welcome to After Hours.
Yeah. Hey. So glad to hear your voice and so glad to hear you're going to be happily married. You had a caller on earlier that said you're going to have bad times. I'm married 51 years.
Oh.
And there are bad times, but they're ultimately all good.
Oh. Yeah, he said there were going to be more bad days than good, which was a little bit disconcerting to hear.
No, there are more good days than bad, but there will be some bad days.
Of course.
You get through it.
Of course.
And my wife claims the only reason I married her was because her folks had season tickets for the Raiders back in the 70s.
Is it true?
No.
Okay, good. Phew. Good to know.
We've been mostly happily married for 51 years.
Oh, that's
glad
awesome.
Glad that I got my call through.
Oh, that's amazing.
And good for you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Fred. What part of California are you in? You in the Bay Area?
Orville, Northern California, and I used to be a Raiders fan until they moved, and I used to be an A's fan until they went minor league, and it's kind of sad times up here in Northern California, except we finally got some rain.
Well, there. Good perspective. Keep it fresh there, Fred. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, as in you're welcome. So here's the thing. I get that life is really hard, but I would rather do a really hard life with a partner, one who's chosen me, who I've chosen, than to do it alone. I've done it alone for a lot of years. And yes, life can be really hard. And Bob and I have already had some really hard days. He lost a family member that was really close to him just 3 weeks ago. And so we've had some hard situations already. Long distance, that's not been easy. You know, it's crazy. We've had 3 dates in person. We're getting married after 3 dates in person. Jay, it's okay to laugh at that if you want to. It's fine. I have zero doubts. There's no part of me that thinks this might not be the right thing. So I'm convinced, and so is he, and that's what matters. But it is, long distance is not for the faint of heart. It's been crappy. We are so grateful our long distance is finally over.
Hey, if you know, you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they
say. It's funny that people say that because I was like, what does that even mean? But it's true. I mean, it's true.
You don't know till you know.
We've known for a long time. So no qualms, no doubts, none whatsoever. But we've already had some pretty tough stretches and some hard times too over just real life. But it's better to walk through it with him than it is to walk through it by myself. Whew. Maybe I'll put that in my vows. I've actually typed them all up. They're ready to go. But then I found out his are a lot longer than mine. And so I'm trying to figure out if I should add to mine.
It doesn't have to work like that. I hear you, though, because I think the same thing. But as long as it's just what you want to say, I don't think it matters how long or short it is.
Oh, okay, because that's the thing is we are putting them on 4x6 cards. And my vows, so we're writing our own, are roughly, we'll say 5 4x6 cards. Okay, so the front, not the back, just the front. His, he says, will make up about 9 4x6 cards. So do I need to add?
Maybe he reads slower or faster. So his
No, they're on the cards.
Right.
He better be reading faster if he wants to go the same length of time. But in terms of the amount of information that we're exchanging.
No, I don't think you need any filler per se.
No.
No. What you want to say is perfect.
Who should go first? Now, let's just say this is you and you're standing in front of all your family and friends. Would you rather have your future spouse go first and do her vows or would you prefer to go first? Oh, it's tricky, right? Because if she crushes it and knocks it out of the park, no one's going to remember yours.
I would like to go first, probably, I would think.
But if you kill it, then, you know. When you crush your vows and you bring down the house with your vows, well, like, make all the girls cry, well, then she might be a puddle.
Well, that could go well for her vows, make it a little more sentimental. And then everyone would be like, oh, look how sweet that is. And then at the end, they're still thinking about me because it's about me, right? So think about how sweet it was for her. Yes, and I'm still on their mind.
I've created a monster. I don't know what to do because if Bob's are and he's a sap. He's much more of a sap than me. I'm romantic, and I believe in all of the joy and giddy and all that about true love. I do. But love is not an emotion. It's an action, and you don't always feel it. So I'm much more practical than he is when it comes to relationships. He is a total sap. So the problem is if he goes first and I start blubbering, well, then how am I going to get through my vows? But I kind of like mine, and I'm willing to bet that because I've made them, they're structured in a rather poetic way, that I can deliver. I can be the closer, if you will. But what if he goes first and I'm crying like a total girly girl?
Well, you could take like a minute to regather, and I think so.
Okay.
I think that'd be acceptable.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance he has tears?
Oh, he's totally going to cry. I'm telling you, we're both going to cry during vows. This represents a...
Flip a coin, maybe?
No way. I want to wait and see what he wants to do.
That's true. You could ask him.
Yeah.
But do you have like a preference if like just...
Yes, I would prefer to go second.
Yeah.
I need to hear what he says first before, if I do just accordingly.
I hear that.
But if he goes on for 10 minutes, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. What would you do if I did this throat slash? Like...
doing his mouth. It's a good start.
Way to begin day one of your married life. I just wondered, would you rather go first or go second with your vows? Just wondered.
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of really think about.
Yeah. These things that I never thought about before until the last month or so. On Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also, our Facebook page, YouTube channel named after the show, Easy Peasy Stuff. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. We're going to get back to your calls, 855-212-4227. I know, it's weird, right? We're taking calls, and yet it's my last show until after Christmas and my last show as a single gal, so why not do something completely out of the box? Woo-woo!
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Ah, the satisfying sounds of more sales in your business. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. But you shouldn't have to pay more to scale your business. With Stamps.com, you can import orders from wherever you sell online, find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times, and instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers and stock up on supplies. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.
Thanks for tuning in to our hump show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
How about you give me my phone call?
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We're taking your phone calls, so let's work in a couple.
First time caller, glad to be on. Appreciate it.
Hey, Amy, love the show.
I'm whole, and I really love your show, Amy.
Thank you.
Good job, and I'm whole.
I guess we have to take age in factor with that young man.
Okay, look. Okay, check this out, Amy. Okay.
Good start, Mike. Good start. I just look to my left, and the computer is slammed with phone callers. I love it.
Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
Did someone say ring the bell? Maybe I'll take the bell to the wedding. Could you imagine if I was dancing around at the reception with that bell on? Somebody might accidentally snag it off my neck. That's enough.
No one can tell you you're wrong.
Stop it, Jay. It's come on. Yes, people can be wrong at their own weddings.
You could tell everyone they have to wear a bell in order to step on the dance floor if you wanted to.
No. Yeah,
you could.
What if no one dances?
No, that won't happen.
You're sure, right?
Everyone dances.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
Especially because you have such a brilliant music idea for the day, so.
We do. We have some fun music. We did have to say to the DJ, now I don't know if this was understood, accepted, that we didn't want any inappropriate language in the music. Because remember I told you my nieces were playing music suggestions for me, and one of them had, well, one of them called women hoes, and I said, we're not having that at the wedding. That is not, one of my nieces goes, oh, it's a good song. It's just the culture. And I was like, not our culture.
Not wedding culture.
Yeah. No. Anyway, so we did make that clear to the DJ, but it's a lot of old school, Jay. You would love it. 80s and 90s. It's even the 20-somethings who are in the wedding have all requested a lot of classic dance songs, like wedding dance songs, and then a bunch of 80s and 90s.
Because it's the best.
I mean, there's some Whitney Houston in there. There's Prince. Oh, there's Copacabana, because there has to be. Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff. There's Madonna, but like old school, not new Madonna.
I was just going to say Madonna. Is there Madonna?
There is Madonna. Yep. It's going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And no, it's not all country, though there is some of that too.
Well, of course, to be expected.
Yes. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's do, let's talk to Fanny in Tuscaloosa. Fanny, welcome to After Hours.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good luck with your wedding.
I appreciate it, but let's hope luck has nothing to do with it.
Well, good luck anyway.
Thank you.
To the gentleman in Detroit, the Bills went 17 years without going to a playoff game. So when it happens, just enjoy it.
Right.
But my question to you is this. Now, the first tiebreakers head-to-head, Buffalo has Dallas at the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's see. Dallas at the Chargers, New England, and at Miami. If they end up tied, Buffalo would have swept the season series
with
Miami.
Okay.
So what percentage?
Wait, meaning they win in Miami. That's what you're saying. They run the table and they win in Miami?
And tie Miami.
Oh, tie Miami. Gotcha.
Yes, but they would win the division because of the first tiebreaker.
Right. Got you.
So what percentage would you say?
Oh, dear.
That would happen because Miami has Dallas. They have the Jets, Dallas, at Baltimore, and Buffalo left.
Okay, so here's the thing about the Bills. I know they just went into Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs. I'm not still sold on their consistency. I'm not saying they aren't a good team. I'm saying that I've seen a lot of inconsistency from them. For instance, one of their wins is a victory over the Giants, 14-9. Right? I mean, they've had some tough games. We know the Jets game, that was an overtime thing, and it was kind of a weird emotional game for the Jets to start out. But for, you know, what I've seen from them, losing to the Patriots the way they did, I'm not yet sold on the the consistency part of things. I'm not telling you they can't be world beaters on any given day, but I need to see them walk this out here. If they can go, and they played the Eagles really tough, if they can go Eagles, Chiefs, Cowboys on the road at the Chargers, I know the Chargers are not great, but it's still a road game and it's still other side of the country. If they can do that and now beef up their record to the point where they're, let's say they're 10-6, then I'll start to believe that they're more like the team we've seen the last few years. But they've taken a lot of hits on defense. So their defense has lost a lot of starters, a lot of key pieces, which makes me nervous against any team that has a high-powered offense.
But here's the thing, too. Miami's very inconsistent because they've only beaten a team with a winning record once this year.
Okay.
Denver. That's it.
Well, right, so, but at the time they didn't. See, that's the thing about that type of a statement.
Right.
At the time, Denver did not have a winning record, right? Because
right.
they started at 1-5, and they hung 70 on Denver. So it's so fluid, and it changes so much. I don't think you can look back at the beginning of any team's season, regardless if it's Bills or Dolphins or any other team, and say, hey, the team was the same then as it is now, because teams, they change so much. So I don't know that those are it's a great way to summarize the Dolphins. I do think that they have got to be feeling like they got punched in the mouth after losing to the Titans, because that was a win that would have kept them right there in the mix for the top seed in the AFC. So that was a bad one. But I also think that they have all the tools to be a Super Bowl contender. And winning the division would be a huge step because of, you know, what comes with it as the division winner.
Yeah.
All right.
To your point, mm-hmm. I live in Tuscaloosa, and I'm an Alabama fan.
Of course.
And I'm an alumni of Alabama, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and after the third week of the season, you couldn't find anybody that was going to say Alabama was going to make the playoffs.
Right, of course. It's a long season.
And they're here now. So.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I think they're going to end up playing Texas, by the way.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, Fanny. Good to talk to you. I will be here on New Year's night, which is after the national semifinals. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, you can vote for TD of the Week. That poll's still going on for another hour. Facebook page 2. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So many of you reaching out right now with kind words, and that really means a lot to me. Thank you, since it's my last show before the wedding and before Christmas. A lot of you are sending kind words and wishes about getting married. Some of you are proud of the fact that you have survived as married peeps for a long period of time. So that's also encouraging too. Bob and I like to say that regardless of what else happens, we're in this forever, no matter what. If it means that we need opposite sides of the house and we have to take timeouts, well, then that's what we'll do. But there's no other option beside getting through it together. We waited too long. It's just, I'm not doing this now temporarily. So it's a thing. It's going to be a thing for the rest of my life. But it is a little scary, not the wedding part, but the having someone move in with me after I've been living by myself for 25 years. If you ask me the part that I'm most nervous about, that's it, is that I've lived by myself mm-hmm. for 25 years. And now, even now, before he's actually moved in, I've started to get ready. So I've gotten rid of some furniture. I've got stuff in boxes. I've been purging left and right. I'm starting to realize I have to take stuff off the walls and move stuff around. And that's been that to me is actually mm-hmm. the more challenging part, is merging households, not merging at a wedding.
Yeah, I could totally understand that. And it's also, he's walking into your house. So right. it's going to be weird for him in the beginning, and it's going to yes. be funky for you.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed.
I think I was living alone for maybe, I don't even know, 6 or 7 years, roughly maybe 5,
mm-hmm.
before we got married. We moved in together. And it was the same thing. She came into my apartment, and it was kind of like, it was just a little funky that I was like,
yes.
you know, this is not supposed to be here.
Exactly. Why are my dishes in that cupboard?
Yeah. this doesn't belong here. Can we move this out of the way? It's kind of blocking my, you know, ability to move. Yeah.
So,
it's a funky feeling.
So on Tuesday evening, when we got back from the airport, I went to pick him up because he flew in. We start our drive to Texas on Wednesday evening. So he flies in, and I was in the middle of cleaning bathrooms when I had to drop and go get him at the airport, right? So I hadn't quite finished. So we get back to the house, and I tell him, like, help yourself. I'll get some food in a second, but I'm just going to grab the sponge and finish the bathrooms. He's like, why don't you let me do that? I'm like, no. You're not cleaning my bathrooms. He goes, whose bathrooms? And I was like, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, what do you mean? They're my bathrooms. And actually, because it's still, I'm still getting used to it, my response was, well, they're still mine for a couple more days. Yeah. So yeah, that part's hard. It's interesting to like go from my house to our house to So I'm glad I'm not the only one who understands that, because that to me, that is the far more challenging piece of this. Not getting married. I'm excited to get married.
Well,
let's go.
I was gonna say that's kind of marriage. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I mean the wedding.
No, I know
the
you're wedding, right. You're 100% right. Because that's why people like you forget, like it's the everyday stuff that you just. You don't realize until it's every day.
Yes, exactly. No, we're looking forward to mundane and routine because this year has been absolute insanity with every, you know, long distance relationship and traveling to see each other every month, planning a wedding remotely for me, right? So that's been tough too. And now trying to sell his house and get ready to merge.
It's a lot.
Plus he lost a family member just a few weeks ago. So it's been a lot. Yeah, for sure. So we're actually looking forward to boring. Yeah. We want to be a boring old married couple. Yeah. That's what we want to do.
That's awesome.
I know. I can't wait.
Can I ask real quick? You may not answer this, and you may have done it already, but you were mentioning music before. Can I ask what the wedding song is? Did I miss that, or you don't want to divulge?
You mean for me walking down the aisle?
No. Oh. Like the first dance. Like
the first dance.
Yeah, like the first.
Would you like to know?
I would.
Okay.
I'm curious.
Thank you for asking. The first dance is a classic. It's The Way You Look Tonight, Frank Sinatra.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah. I like it.
Not really a kind of two-step type of a dance, but
it'll but that's kind of,
it'll be real pretty.
Yeah, that's nice.
We're excited.
Okay.
So the funny part is we have a very specific piece of music that we're entering the barn where our reception is. We have a very specific piece of music. It's the opposite of Frank Sinatra. So we're actually going, we're entering and we're going right into our first dance. Just because people are already in, we're just going to get it over with. Not like in a bad way, but just let people take photos.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and do it so it's done before dinner. And so we're going from, it's a movie score to our Frank Sinatra first dance. It's actually going to be kind of funny. Okay. I don't want to give it away because that part's a surprise, but you're going to laugh. I can tell you after the fact.
Okay.
What are you doing for Christmas? But like, how long are you going to be off? Are you going to be gone too? We're going to be apart for 3 weeks, the three of us?
I'm not here the week after Christmas.
Okay, so neither of you are. I can't tell wedding stories if neither of you are here.
One good one. Maybe not the best,
no,
but I would like
I
it to be the best.
I can't tell wedding stories until you guys are back.
I'll be back after the New Year. So
okay,
whatever
so,
that
so
is, the second.
Yeah.
So you're going to save all of them?
Well, maybe if I'll save the majority of the wedding story. How about that? We'll tease it as the wedding story comes up this hour on the show, blah, blah, whatever. I'll tell a couple of stories, but I'll have to say, you guys are you're my audience. Well, not my audience. You're my like immediate reaction.
We're invested
gauges.
In this.
Yeah. As you said, we want to know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We didn't realize. I mean, you told me, but I kind of forgot that you were going to be back a couple of days before we come back.
Right. Well, because I'm out of
right.
I'm out of time off.
I understand. Hey, take a few more days. What's the difference?
Well, they won't even know.
They wouldn't know.
Let's not press our luck. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Send your questions for Ask Amy. That's instead of an hour from now, and also on our Facebook page. And we're doing phone calls. We have open phones. No joke. 11 years as a host here on CBS Sports Radio, I've never done an open phone show before. I've done calls, open phones, just
walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Creating a customized wardrobe that fits your style just got easier with Indochino's new women's wear line. Find the perfect fit that's made just for you from Indochino. For 10% off your order, use promo code WOMEN when you visit Indochino.com.
For you guys, because you all are so happy for me, and that makes me happy too. Thank you.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Now Greg Joseph, who is 18 of 24 this year, is in to kick a 36-yard field goal in a scoreless game with 2 minutes to go. Former Raider Andrew DePaula snaps. Ryan Wright holds. Snap spot. Joseph's right-footed kick is good! And the Minnesota Vikings have taken a 3-0 lead with 1:57 to go in the game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Seriously, the Vikings ended up winning a game 3-0. It's only ever happened, what is it, 7 times in the Super Bowl era? And yet here they were, 3-0. That was right, correct? We talked about, no, wait a minute. It's only ever happened twice now.
I think that was the punt return
for the touchdown. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so I'm getting my my memorable NFL moments confused. It's only ever happened twice, I think, in NFL history that there's been a 3-0 finish to a game. That's what I remember now.
Seven, you're right the first time. It was two. Two was the punt return. Seven was, you had it. Yeah.
Two was the punt return.
Right. And 7 times there's been a 3-0 game.
Okay.
In Super Bowl
era. Shoot. Always go with your first answer. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in there Googling it?
Yeah, I got it here.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, our hump show, middle show of the work week. You have about 45 minutes to send your last-minute questions to Ask Amy Anything. We're going to run through as many as we can. We're going to be all gas, no brakes for Ask Amy Anything just because it's the last time until 2024. So whether it's Twitter or whether it's Facebook, also we're taking your calls on this edition of the show. But before we do that again, the Raiders, they're not any better now. And this is not an Antonio Pierce thing. It's not about him. They're playing hard. They just, at this point, their run game is awful. So Josh Jacobs is hurt again, but they literally have the fewest rushing yards per game in the NFL. You know that? They're 32nd in the league, which is dead last in the NFL in rushing yards. And the problem is they also are under 200 yards per game passing. So they've gone from Jimmy Garoppolo, and I keep wondering if they're going to go back to Garoppolo. Maybe they've just benched him and they don't plan on it ever, regardless of what happens. But Jimmy Garoppolo, they have done the Aiden O'Connell thing. They've tried to figure out how else they can make this work. And right now, whether it's system, whether it's the fact that they just don't have the personnel, but it really does come down to, or at least a lot of it comes down to the fact they have zero balance. So, and then Davante Adams, he's not only a top flight wide receiver, but he's going to attract the yeoman share of the defense. And he's not getting nearly as much work. Really, none of the receivers are getting a lot of work and a lot of run. But yeah, if you're a defense, you really don't have to game plan for a run game that can cut you up in the first line of defense. And so you can kind of afford to sit back a little bit more and focus on Davante Adams and some of the other options. So I hope Antonio Pierce gets a shot because I think he brings a lot of spirit and they really want to play for him. But the issue is now that it's embarrassing. And Davante Adams says the same thing after they dropped that 3-0 game to the Vikings.
when you're in that type of mood after the game, which I'm sure you'd understand how we feel after one like that. And I mean, it's embarrassing too. Not that that's the main thing that drives it, but it's, you know, you walk off that field and, you know, you got a lot of fans that came to, you know, pay their money to come and see you play, and you go up and put up a goose egg. And I mean, it almost looks worse that they only scored three, too. You know, sometimes you've seen plenty of teams win 22-0, whatever. But when the other team wins by three and they only scored three, it just looks horrible. So hopefully we don't make any more history like that on this side.
Hopefully we don't make any more history. 3-0. And you heard that field goal from Paul Allen on Vikings radio. It took place with, it was under 4 minutes to go in the game. That's how bad it was. It was nonstop empty possessions and punting and brutal to watch. And so for Vikings and Raiders fans, just purge it from your memory. Just flush it. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.